fluffy bread, classic burger buns, and so many carbs. Carb fear is real. But Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, zero sugar, and seriously great taste. Plus, more of the dietary fiber and protein you want with no compromise. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, guys, we are back with another great episode of Basscast Radio.
I'm your host,
Brian Carter. And as always, welcome to Basscast Radio. Bass Geek is not with us this week. He is on his way to fish another tournament. Yeah, Geek's on his way to fish another tournament. We wish him the best of luck. And as you guys all know, we just got back from the 2023 Bassmaster Classic. What an awesome week. I hope you guys have all had a wonderful chance to listen to. We did two episodes. We did the final night and we did the night before. And I'll tell you guys this right now. The first night, we just, you know, kind of hit what they were using. And a lot of the anglers pretty much stuck with their guns. I mean, this is a no points tournament. It's all or nothing. It's like the Daytona 500 or one of them big races that they have where it's nothing but money. I mean, a winner gets a big freaking check. And, you know, we all know by now, Jeff Gustafson took home $307,000. I pay a whole lot of daggone bills, $307,000. Congratulations to him. But like I said, the first night, we got a taste of what everybody's doing, what everybody's throwing. And then the final night, I asked a little bit of questions. But the main question is a recommendation for you guys who like fishing the river, a tip that they would like to give you all. So if you're a big angler who loves fishing the river, I like fishing the river. We throw the kayak in the river and it's nice, simple, easy, just a nice float and fish on top of that. He threw a lot of the anglers throw out tip. We had Gray Hackney. Mr. Jacob Poroznik came over to the table. Corey Johnston. I don't know. We just had a lot of different anglers. Have you guys also seen Mr. Cobb put a beautiful new Basscast Radio sticker on his boat? So tell him thank you for sponsoring Basscast Radio. He did that out of the bottom of his heart because we've been friends for freaking forever. So thank you to him for doing that as well. But yeah, lots of great content. You guys all checked out our YouTube channel, thebasscast.com. Please head on over and give it a like. Give it a follow because that helps us. I mean, that like right there and a follow helps us make a dollar, a penny, whatever it is, to help go pay the bills right here, and it costs you nothing. And for you guys who like listening to Basscast Radio, please do the same. Head over to our YouTube channel, give us a like, give us a follow for Basscast Radio. And then for you guys who are on listening on YouTube, Apple, Google, you name it, head on over as well and give us a like there and a comment because that helps get more views and more listens. And like I said, this costs you guys nothing. It takes you maybe 2 minutes to do it. So there we are, 2023 Bassmaster Classic. Congratulations to everyone. Holy cow, what an awesome event. We had a great time. Hopefully by now you guys have all had a chance to check out all of Bruce's stories and all of his content. Want to thank Jacob for helping me out. He was grabbing the anglers and while I was doing the podcast show. So thank you to them. Danielle's out there getting reels. We got a lot of great little quick reels to upload. Interviews. You guys blew up one of the interviews she put on Facebook. And guys, we are back on Facebook. We're still going to keep posting the band because a lot of you guys hate Facebook. But we are back on Facebook for now. I'm spacing the post out because I've been hearing from some people about that. They've gotten a little hand smacked for posting too quickly. So you're gonna see more stuff. The links are there. Everything is working, but we're gonna have to spread it out a lot more. And you guys will probably like it spread out a lot more as well. But either way, thebasscast.com. I'm pumping it out, putting it out, catching up from the weekend. All right, guys, tonight we got with us Bassmaster Elite Angler, Mr. John Cox, a friend of the show. John finished fifth and took home $25,000 for that. And he weighed in 36 pounds in 13 days for 3 days on the Tennessee River. It was a tough event for a lot of the anglers. And as you guys also saw, Gussie only came in with two fish weighing 602, the 612, I apologize, 612, the final day. So, man, and he only won by a pound of 7 ounces, 2 pounds, 7 ounces. Either way, it's freaking close. I mean, what a ending to a 2023 Bassmaster Classic. And let's hope the 2024 is just as exciting as this. You guys all know Brian Schmidt is sponsored by Missile Baits, and that's one of our sponsors here at thebasscast.com. So thank you to John Cruz for sponsoring both of us and being a part of the show. Guys, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with John Cox. All right, guys, Mr. John Cox, what's happening, brother? It was good to see you as always at the 2023 Bassmaster Classic. I think before that, the last time we saw each other was, I think you fished a Potomac last year, didn't you?
Gosh, I don't know. Everything's kind of blended together, but
Guys, he's fishing 3,000 tournaments a year. I mean, I don't know how
yeah,
he keeps up with
I
what's
probably was on the Potomac sometime last
So,
year.
yeah, because I didn't go to the Classic last year, so I think it was last year. I'm probably wrong too. Shoot, because everything runs together. Because I didn't go to the Classic, and so I said I want to go see everybody. So Danielle booked me a room, and I headed up to the Potomac and drove the 3 hours. And traffic and all the other crap to get up there. So, but it's a beautiful place.
Oh yeah, Knoxville's pretty amazing. The fishing stuff, but the town, I mean, it's like a city, but it wasn't like crazy traffic. There's a little bit, but I mean, like everything was right there. It was kind of cool. I rode the scooters one of the day from the hotel to the boatyard,
Oh
which
my
that was
gosh.
pretty neat.
Yeah,
I
guys,
almost
that.
died, but.
Okay, so you didn't do the slow mode. Is that what it was? I don't. So I downloaded the app, and it said, "Would you?" And I said, "I downloaded whether they were Lime or so, not Lime. They were Bird. They were Bird scooters." And I downloaded it. And I said, "I sitting there looking at Danielle. I said, look at this crap right here. It's got a slow motion, slow mode, slow takeoff mode. That's what it was. Slow takeoff mode, and then it had a fast takeoff mode." And she said, I guess that's for beginners. I said, I guess it is. I've never been on one. We said we were going to do it, but I didn't. But one of my buddies in the industry, the Saturday, I think it's what it was, he couldn't get a bus. So he rode one over there to the weigh-in. So, I mean, it's like we're about a mile and a half away. And it was only like $3.
That's what mine was like, 3 or 4 bucks. I rode it to the boatyard and then leaned it up against the pole right where my truck was parked. And then I came back like 4 hours later and redid the whole thing and rode it back to
Oh
the
my gosh, it was still there. That's funny. Especially,
hotel.
Knoxville is a college town. I mean, especially as many kids are there. And with all they had going on from the women's basketball game that was going on, we all know some of you guys don't know the behind the scenes, but Bass couldn't get in for 2 extra days. So they had to hustle to put that thing together because the women's national championship suite. I don't know what were they down to, sweet 12, 16, something like that.
Something
This.
like that, yeah.
So yeah, so I mean, they had to wait till the basketball game was over, and then they had to hustle to put all that together. And I know John left pretty well. John left because you had to go back and get your truck and everything after, or whatever you had to go after the final day. But in 30 minutes, they pretty much had that stage torn apart. I'm not lying. These guys knew, girl, guys and young ladies knew what they were doing, and they tore that thing apart. I looked in there and said, holy cow. I mean, lights were brought down. I mean, all that stuff's on this big pulley system, but they hustled and knocked that. I bet you that night it was gone. I'm not, I
That's
mean, they probably worked through the whole freaking night. So,
right.
right, John, 2023 Bassmaster Classics in the books. John, you were able to turn something, nothing into something.
Yeah.
We spoke media day, and, you know, if you guys all know, John's fishing the National Professional Fishing League as well. And a lot of the other anglers are fishing that. And a lot of them, had to fish the final day, which was a Friday.
Right.
And then take off and leave and go to practice. And, you know, you didn't get a whole lot of practice in.
No, I mean, I got the Saturday, Sunday, and then our 8 hour day Wednesday.
But you had told me in media day that you hadn't found anything.
Oh, it was terrible. That first day I got out there, I was so jacked up from being at Pickwick catching them really well the last day. And I got over there and I never got a bite on Saturday. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is bad. And then Sunday I got about 15 or 20 bites. Kind of felt, I was like, oh, okay, this could be good. And then back to our Wednesday practice, no bites. I mean, just not even like a maybe.
That's freaking crazy as all. Hey, if you guys saw Brian News, you know, Brian News said the play sucked. I mean, you know, every time I talk to Brian, he's like, you guys have all seen the shirt. This lake sucks. This river sucks. I mean, you know, it was break. Tell everybody a little bit about the Tennessee River that weren't there. And there was a whole lot of people there. If you guys saw the attendance, tell everybody a little bit about the Tennessee River. What does make it such a difficult place to fish?
I think there, just because of it, the water was down, you know, if it was fuller and there was more targets, I don't know if it would be as tough as it was. But it was just really down. And I just noticed a lot of the fish, seemed to be out in the center of these pockets, more pulled towards the middle of the river channel. And it was a lot clearer than it has been in the past.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, even though we did get some rain,
mm-hmm.
you know, we got that bad storm Saturday morning.
Right.
Which devastated a bunch of parts of Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
It still didn't come up a whole lot.
Mm-mm. No, it really didn't. It actually stayed. I think we were probably looking at, you know, like maybe 5 feet low, still in that winter pool thing. The final day, which was really crazy, the water was rising. Well, actually, through the tournament, it rose pretty well. I think it ended up from the day one to the final day.
Right.
I want to say it maybe raised a foot and a half maybe or
oh,
so.
Wow.
And I really thought it was going to get better and better. But it kind of got tough that last day. I mean, for everybody. I mean,
it went the opposite direction.
It really did.
Whole lot of people. Even Gussie, like I said, I mean, he had two fish.
Yeah. I mean, it was like one I thought about, and it was probably, you know, up in my top three, like, toughest days.
Oh, wow.
Where you just can't figure anything out, you know? Like, you just – and, like, where I was fishing, I just felt like – going in last day, I was like, I'll probably catch 12 to 15 pounds. I'm not going to catch Gussie, but maybe get second place, you know, it'd be cool, right. Whatever. And like, it went to where I caught like four keepers for like 5 or 6 pounds, you know, and it was just, I couldn't wrap my head around why the fish were still wanting to stay out chasing bait and not come in and think about spawning.
Now I, you know, in my interviews that I did throughout the event, weren't a whole lot of people throwing plastics. I talked to a couple mm-hmm. different people throwing plastic. The Senko mm-hmm. was, you know, had a very little bit of it made a difference, just a little mm-hmm. bit. But, you know, a lot of people throwing, you know, chatters and a lot of top baits. And, you know, what was your system of breakdown for the week?
I mean, honestly, my thing was anytime I picked up anything else besides that Fritzside 5, I was missing them. I was missing them on the slobber knocker. Like I was getting bites, but I'd set the hook and nothing, you know, I just felt like to me, I felt like the whole plastic thing. And then even when I throw the jig around, they were more like swatting at it, not getting it. And I think it progressively got better as the tournament went on, where some guys probably caught them on jigs. I think Canterbury caught them flipping a jig.
Yes.
It progressively got better. But I was so just discouraged with it from practice and that first day of the tournament that I just stuck with the crankbait. And just, I felt like if one was at least going to swipe at it, I would have a shot to catch it.
Right. Why do you think they were smacking at it like that? What do you, is it just a pattern that the fish were in?
Yeah, I really, can you still see me?
Yep.
I really believe that, a lot of the fish that I was catching, they were coming into spawn. They're really fat. You know, they had a lot of eggs in them, and they were almost to where they were so full, that they weren't like actually swallowing anything. They were more, being a little more territorial, to some of those areas, or just reaction biting it, not really able to fit anything else in their stomach. But, you know, you run it by their head and right. You know, they're like, oh, and then, you know, and that a lot of them, like, I mean, I hooked a couple of them on the, you know, on the side of their face and in the back, and you know, they just did not want to eat. A lot of them were on like one hook.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, it was really hard to catch anything in those areas I was fishing without throwing a crankbait.
I said, all you guys know by now, you know, Gussie was fishing deep, and he was using the, all that high tech sonar that some of us know John Cox doesn't really use.
Yeah, I haven't put any of it on yet. I'm just kind of sticking what I'm doing. You know, I feel like I'm, you know, Berkeley Big Game, you know, and I'm like phasing out, you know, everybody's kind of like, you know, I'd like, no one really uses Big Game that much anymore. I still use it.
Right.
But like, you know, new oil, fluorocarbons and stuff, and braid, you know, and so I'm just hanging in there as long as I can, not using any of all that stuff, you know, and I, so far it's going really well. I can already tell, you know, from, you know, a couple of years ago when we didn't have it, opportunity to win for me was like double or triple what it is right now. And now, you know, I have a shot maybe once or twice a year out of 18, 20 tournaments. So it is the forward facing is taking up a lot of the wins. But I'm hoping, you know, maybe I can, you know, pull another one off here one of these days before.
But your neck doesn't hurt.
No, neck doesn't hurt. And I love it. Like, I love throwing at stuff I can visually see. Like, I love observing all the stuff that's going on, you know, the birds eating and the, you know, the shad moving on the surface and stuff. And I guess it's cool to watch it in the screen and see what it's all doing underwater. But I like to like see it, you know, with my eyes.
So how do you break down an area, you know, without having all this crazy stuff? Like you said, watching the birds, you know.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I just kind of watch everything. Like if there's any flow that I can visually see. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like what I did with the Fritz out, a lot of stuff I was by feel. Like I'd fan cast an area and be like, oh, there's a log right there that I didn't right see that I knew it was right there. Or, you know, and yeah, you just kind of feel it all out. And I don't know, just that I've been doing it for so long, you know, it's hard to. And now it's just so much more efficient with some of that stuff. You know, like what's his face that got second?
Brian?
Yeah, Smith. He was, you know, he would just pull up and he was doing a lot of the same stuff I was doing. But he was using his electronics to see the logs,
right?
You know, wrote it, and he was like, "Oh, I could see how many fish were on the logs," and you know, and I'm just like blind throwing, you know, hoping and praying that there's one on there, you know. So that's just, it's definitely changed a lot of things, and I'm probably gonna have to learn it sooner or later.
But does that encourage you to run more water? I mean, are you spending more time going to more spots because you can't see the fish?
No, I'm more of like a guessing, you know, like,
okay,
shad's in here, the birds are in here, there's a little bit of flow. I've either caught fish here before or just have that
past fishy history. Thing.
Yeah, like I just have that, like, oh man, I feel like something's going to happen in here, you know.
Do you think some of these electronics kind of hurt us a little bit? A lot of people dropped out. I've talked to a lot of people in Central Virginia said, you know, I'm done with it. I really, my boat's only worth $4,000 and they want me to put $3,500 in it in electronics, like putting rims on a car or something. I mean,
right.
You know,
yeah, you know, way more.
You know, and I've actually heard a couple tournament series here that have banned it already.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think of some of the kids that, like, or even like myself, when I started, you know, like the John boat I have, we bought for $75. You know, I put $100 trolling motor on it. And, you know, like, I mean, there's a lot of kids out there that, you know, their boats aren't going to cost, you know, with what the, you know, just the wiring for the units cost.
Oh, the harnesses and all the other stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm just trying to, you know, hang in there doing it. I mean, I don't want to not enjoy it anymore. I love it. I love every second of it now. Like I jump up out of bed, you know, I can't wait for the next day to go fishing. And I just don't want it to, I don't want it to change any of that, you know?
Do you think that electronics would change it though?
I mean, I don't know.
It would add more, I don't know, anxiety maybe, or like, hey, I know the fish are there. And then, you know, a lot of them, you know, I've talked to an angler here that I'm friends with, and yeah, there's fish there. I see it. Right. And well, heck, that's making me stay there longer. I'm spinning out the whole time.
Right.
The next thing I know, oh crap, it's over.
Right. Yeah.
Instead of what you're doing, you're just spot, boom, boom, boom.
That could happen to me too. I think what it would do mostly to me would make me lose confidence in a lot of my stuff that, where I would fish, not be able to catch them, see that they're still there compared to now. I throw there. If I don't get bit, those fish aren't there right now, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's what helps me, like, keep moving and you know, go back and check those areas and not lose confidence in that bait. Because I think that happens a lot where I'm like, they're not here, but they're really there. They're just not biting, you know?
I can understand that. I mean, like I said, I mean, it's just a lot of people have – I know a lot of people have gotten the stuff and a lot of people upgraded because, you know, it was – you know, the guys here said if you don't get it, you're not going to win.
Right.
But, you know, John, you still fish out of aluminum boat.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Keith Poche just won $100,000 out of a freaking sled.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to have all this crazy stuff to win tournaments.
Right. Just, yeah, you gotta just get, I don't know. Yeah.
But it's time on the water too. I mean, you know, it's that, you know, you've been doing it so daggone long that it's now your instincts. They call it hunter instincts, they used to say it, or, you know, tracking instincts and just your fishing instincts.
Right.
To kind of be able to break down that body of water that a, you know, a Joe from a pro would be able to do. And, you know, that's what they always say, that, you know, for you to be a pro, you should be able to break down the water. And you're not always going to catch them, but you should be able to at least find them.
Right. Yeah, and I think what the main thing electronics are doing is the guys are learning what the fish are doing a lot more, because now, you know, what they thought they were doing underwater, they can actually visually watch them,
right,
and visually see what's happening down there. So I think the guys are just, you know, all around figuring it out a lot more and you know, becoming really good anglers.
Because for a lot of you guys I know that watch live during the Bassmaster Classic, you know, they were actually showing us electronics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were hooked up to a lot of the electronics. Was it Hummingbird, I think?
I just saw some of that today on Instagram. I was really I thought that was so cool. I had no idea they did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was probably cooler. I mean it kind of gets back to, because
hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I guess you'd say my generation. I was the first one. I got a Nintendo 64.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we kind of went up through that. And now we're, you know, it's almost like the same. We're all used to playing video games.
Right.
And now we got a video game on our screen. It's just alive.
Yeah.
And so we're so used to watching these screens.
Right.
I mean, I drove a forklift truck for a while for work, and it used to be just it was an Atari joystick. to drive right. a forklift truck. And then they changed it a few years later because we started doing like airplane games and stuff like that. So the whole joystick changed because of kids playing video games, because the next generation of kids coming up. And now, you know, the electronics have gotten better and better and better and better.
Right.
And now it's like a game. It's drop. See a fish. I'm going to catch it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my first video with cheeseburger. He said, I see a fish. I'm going to catch it with throw a cheeseburger jig. I mean, catch it. But I mean, you know, it's so easy. I mean, I ain't gonna say it's easy because the fish still have to bite.
Right. Right.
But it's, you see schools are there. I mean, it's, you saw it. So, I mean, you saw it. Like you said, you saw it today. I mean, it's like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah. So the areas that you were concentrating on throughout this event, did you pretty much stayed in one area, didn't you?
No, the first day I fished way down lake, and I bounced around. I didn't really stay in one area. It wasn't that windy, so I was able to move around pretty good. And I caught the 14 pounds or something. And then second day we had that, it was like super windy.
Yes.
And I kind of got a couple bites in one little spot and, man, I just put my head down. I was like, you know what? I actually tried to leave 3 or 4 times, but it was so rough, you know, and I'd take like, you know, some overspray over the front, you know, and I'm it's going to take us 45 minutes to get down where we caught them the day before. And I'm not going to be able to move around because of the wind. So I just grinded it out. I stayed in that spot. I pretty much caught the 5 I weighed in off like 2 sticks or logs that were in the water.
Wow.
Yeah. Like it was just a grind. I was just kind of bouncing around and I would fish a lot of the area, but I wouldn't catch anything but those 2 spots. And one of the spots, I actually fish it and I'd catch one. And then I'd fish for like 30, 40 minutes. And then as soon as the turtles would get back on the log, I would troll back over and get lined up and throw down it. And I would catch another one, but you would fish it forever, not get a bite until the turtles got back on the log. And I did that, I don't know, probably 6 or 7 times and caught fish off of it.
Because bass eat turtles.
Yeah. And I think it was the whole thing letting it rest, you know, like
yeah.
the turtles would all jump off when I'd get one on. And then it would all be kind of stirred up. Nothing would happen. And then it would settle. The turtles would get back on the log. Everything would kind of get calm again. I'm guessing like the fish would sit under the log again. Everything would get perfect and throw in there and catch another one.
That is awesome. That was your biggest day, by the way. You had 15-11 on day 2. And we had a really bad storm that morning. I mean, it was lightning, thundering, the whole 9 yards. And the wind was the back end of that storm that was blowing through. So, but, you know, that was the day that a lot of guys went up. And then the final day came in, and it was another cloudy day. And everybody's 2 or 3 pounds off. What do you know, you talked about you're a big fan of the dirty stained water. What do you think changed that final day for you?
For me, I mean, it definitely cooled a lot of it off.
Yeah.
The second day, it was almost like the backs got too warm. It got to like 67, you know, 68.
Wow.
And like where I was catching mine were before they were even going back there. Like you had that like 63, 64 out on the main part of the river. And I think that's why they were stopping that day too. I think that's why everybody caught them better, because everybody was out there on that main part. And then that final day, it cooled off the backs. Like that water that came in was really cold, dirty water, and actually cooled off a lot. And that that mid-range temperature
right.
was actually further out. And it made the fish like completely stop. It was like cold front came through. It completely True. Stopped the whole spawning that they wanted to do. And the fish like moved out and like started chasing shad in my area, you know, and I'm kind of guessing that kind of happened to everybody else. Like you could watch in the distance and you would see the shad out there and see schools and you'd see one bust through them, you know, and you'd go out there and throw forever and never get one. And it just seemed like it really scattered them, you know, out in front of where I was fishing.
Wow. So yeah, a lot of things changed, but I mean, you still had a great classic. We were definitely rooting for your brother. We definitely want to see you win one.
Gosh, I know. I'd love to win one.
Man, I mean, because you were second place
going
into the final day. And then a lot of things, like I said, you know, it changed for a lot of people. So a lot of freaking things changed. But hey, it's a great payday for you. $25,000, no entry fee. You know, you probably spent $25,000 in gas and food and travel, but it helped pay for it all. So
yeah. I enjoyed it a lot. It really made you, you had to really think on a lot of, at least I did. It was a real puzzle, really hard puzzle to try to figure out, you know, which is cool for the classic. You know, it makes it, it makes the guys that figure it out the quickest, they end up winning, you know. And it was a neat place. Hope we get to go back. Maybe before they sign the contract and send us back, you know, they'll do a little stocking going, maybe a couple of years in advance.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Put some Floridas in there, a little bit of hydrilla, you know.
That is true. Because Gerald, you know, I someone actually was interviewing Gerald and they said, you know, this is Gussie's to lose. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, he's smallmouth king from up there in Canada and, you know, them, they're smallmouth are finicky.
Oh, yeah.
But that
was Gusty's deal. Like, he's won 7 days, tournament days in a row out there, you know, or whatever it is. So, I mean, that's his thing, you know, and it's really cool, you know, that he's able to pull it off. And, you know, I almost think, you know, sometimes, you know, sometimes when someone's supposed to win, you know, I feel like he was supposed to win. Like, it, you know, none of us were going to catch him. You know, I know like Smith had like 20 something pounds the first day and lost him, you know. And then,
yeah,
like I was on an area where I felt like if you stayed there, you could always catch 12 pounds, you know. And I caught one or two fish out of there, you know. So it was just, it was Gussie's the win for sure.
Yeah. Smith actually had, he had 1601 on day one, 1312 on day two, and 1101. Like I said, everybody dropped a couple pounds the final day for everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, all the top 25 anglers that fished the final day, you know, it was tough on a lot of people.
Right. Yeah. It just completely changed up on us all, you know. Yeah.
What was your biggest takeaway from this classic, man?
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Honestly, when Gussie held the trophy up and they shot off all the confetti and he was in there like choking on it, trying to hold the trophy up, like I was like, wow, I want that. I want to choke on the confetti and hold the trophy up. I mean, that was, you know, it was I've never been that close to it.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, I'm like at Gussie's feet watching this all happen. And man, it got me itching for the next one. I'm not gonna lie.
I've already seen John Cruz. He's got a little mug he's drinking out of. He said, "I'll drink it all year until I get to the Bassmaster Classic again." So I mean, yeah. Go ahead.
That's what I ordered a 53rd Bassmaster Classic with Gussie's name across the bottom, and I'm gonna wear that all year, and you know,
that's awesome.
Try to remember how bad you want it going into the next one.
That is awesome. Yeah, we go west next year. So,
yep, go out to Grand Lake. Yep.
Yeah,
yep. So that'll be exciting.
20 freaking hours from my house.
Oh yeah, that's what I left the classic and drove out there and dropped my truck and boat off and flew home the other day, and it was. It was a hike even from Knoxville.
Holy cow. John, man, we appreciate you coming on with us. Thank you for talking with us again. It's always great to see you. I'm sorry we only get to see you like at big events, but you live in Florida, for Christ's sake.
I know. Thanks, man. Thanks for having me on. It was good seeing you, and love to do it again.
Yes, sir. Love to. And, you know, if you ever want to move up here to Virginia, we got mountains. We got lakes, we got rivers, we got it all right here in Central Virginia. Might be a little quieter, so.
Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful up there. I love it when we drive through there. I mean, it's, you know, it's a pretty amazing place up there. If it didn't snow, I'd move up there. But yeah. the whole, the whole getting cold and snow thing's not for me.
I understand that. All right, guys, we'll be right back. All right, guys, you heard it right there. John Sokup on Basscast Radio. Man, we appreciate him, and we appreciate Mr. John Cox coming on and talking with us tonight. Man, like you said, you know, you don't need to have, you guys all know John fished that aluminum boat. It's nothing. I mean, it's probably like 30 grand. I mean, that's still a lot of money for a lot of us. But he ain't got all the electronics. He ain't got all the crazy stuff. And he finished fifth place at the 2023 Bassmaster Classic, chasing them smallmouth. But man, really appreciate him coming on, talking with us, and wrapping up the 2023 Classic with us. Next week, guys, Bass Geek told me he'd be back with us. Hopefully, we'll get the NPFL winner from this month on. Like I said, we got a lot more great guests ahead. We got a college young man we're gonna that just fished his first ever Bassmaster Classic. We're gonna get him on. So we got a lot of great shows coming up, and it's gonna be an awesome 2023. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for being a part of the show. As always, guys, please hit the follow button. Please like. Please hit the download button. You know, it doesn't cost you anything to do these things, and we actually might make a dollar. I mean, really, truthfully, it will help the Basscast.com and Basscast Radio by supporting us. So really appreciate that. And like I said, I appreciate all of you guys taking your time out and listening to Basscast Radio. Guys, I know I'm going to be on Gaston Sunday for the Bass Nation of Virginia, their first event. Go head down there and wrap it all up for you guys, and get some interviews with the winners and all that good stuff. Some great photos. But yeah, tournament season is on right here in Central Virginia, and we appreciate and thank you for being a part of it. So have a great night, everyone, and we will be talking to you again next week.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.